This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Do you know one of the greatest assets that successful, progressive farmers use to improve the bottom line of their business? Well, they zero in on precision ag, and they get all they can out of the data they collect from their fields. There's a conference coming up the end of the month to help you do just that in your operation, the Farm Progress Tech Forum. Presented by Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures, their editors designed this seminar to give you key insights and new approaches to help you make critical management and production decisions for your farm. The Farm Progress Tech Forum is coming up November 27th and 28th at the Marriott Conference Center in Iowa City, Iowa. You can go to the website to see all the details and to sign up, farmprogresstechforum.com. Oh, they'll have a hands-on learning area, too, where you can learn firsthand some of the latest precision ag equipment. That's farmprogresstechforum.com. There's an Adopt-a-Highway sign along County Road P there, northeast of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, that proclaims Girl Scout Troop 3055 has the responsibility for keeping the roadside clean. That sign is about a half mile from where three Girl Scouts and a parent were struck and killed by a vehicle that left the road while they picked up trash in a grassy area between the road and a farm field not long before noon Saturday. One Girl Scout official attending the community vigil last night in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, said the girls, wearing bright green vests, were being very safe. She said they were being Girl Scouts. It's who we are. We're leaders, and we do community service. From This Week in Agribusiness, members of the American Angus Association, some 2,000 of them gathered in Columbus, Ohio this past weekend, where I helped host a portion of the program. They were celebrating 40 years of branded beef. Not just any branded beef, certified Angus beef, the first pound of which was sold at an IGA store in Columbus, Ohio, in October of 1968. The president of Certified Angus Beef, in an interview with me, said today, 4 decades later, they sell globally 1.212 billion pounds of certified Angus beef a year. I'll be looking at that big red sign over the Kansas City skyline for a couple of nights this week as members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasting gather there. It's the 75th annual meeting of the association. That sign I'm talking about is the big Western Auto sign that has loomed over the Kansas City downtown area for decades. But that sign, that neon sign, went dark a few years ago. Earlier this year, though, the Condo Association in that building there near Union Station spent money to turn the sign back on. It's got a bunch of LEDs now, so it's brighter than ever. Did you hear about the Milwaukee Bucks fan who was put on the spot with her image on the big screens in the stadium? The other night, she was asked to name as many types of cheese as she could. And boy, she reeled them off. She had 30 seconds. She named Colby, Asiago, cottage cheese, string cheese. She named 27 kinds of cheese. I hope they at least gave her one of those cheese hats for that. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.